You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So how was Thanksgiving weekend for you, Bart Scott? Because for me, it's like a blur.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was more about resting, getting your legs underneath you. Actually, you know, I worked on Thanksgiving. I had to do get up. Yeah. So I did get up. But I tell you what, man, it was good. You know, we're in dangerous territory today. I just want to let everybody know, listen.
Dangerous territory.
Yes. Everybody out there that are still eating Thanksgiving food, stop.
No.
You're going to get sick. Listen, once you get to Sunday, like Sunday is the last day, you can take some of that spiral ham, cut it up, and make an omelet. Listen, we cannot reimagine food anymore, right? The second day, that's when it's the best, right?
Yeah.
Everything is kind of settled in. The juices, it was hot, now it's settled in and reabsorbed. The flavors, you're able to add a little stuff to it. You know what I mean? A little gravy here on the stuffing, all that type of stuff, dressing.
Right.
Listen, when you get to this day, man, please just stop. It's please, no. Throw it. I know you hate to waste food, but here's the issue. If you're throwing something away today and there's still a lot of food left, your food wasn't good. That's what it was. Nobody wanted to take it. I know it's an aluminum foil shortage. Nobody wanted to take the aluminum foil. It wasn't that damn good. So how about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is like what we did. Steph and I got back from my sister's house, and she sent us home with – my sister's amazing, man. She buys – take home, like it says Happy Thanksgiving on it.
Aw.
And a little cardboard take home containers that are just literally for Thanksgiving. So she packs it up. We take it home with us.
That's
we both
next level.
Come home.
It's next level.
I mean, it's smart, right? But here's the thing. We get home, and the dogs, you know, need to come out. So we take the dogs out. We go to bed. We forget to put the food away. Delicious chocolate cake. That's not even chocolate. What was it? Pudding pie. Garbage. Everything, it was all left out all night.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was a bad job by us. But the good news was we didn't have to indulge the next day.
Yeah, you
so
saved yourself.
Like,
you saved yourself.
Like we saved ourselves, yeah.
Just got the Peloton. That would have been disrespectful because you would have had to be on the Peloton on the show right now trying to get some of those LBs off if you would have continued to eat that food.
That is true. 100% true because I did put the feed bag on Thursday. But I feel like I earned it because thanks to Alex Toussaint, I got to shout him out, did a 45-minute turkey burn.
I saw that.
Early.
I saw that.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, I did the
so
other one.
You get the work
in.
I feel like if you you go beast mode, then you go feast mode. And that worked. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number because we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up. The fans are hyped. A lot of big headlines in college football. Hey, return to glory with fans of what Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. But, Bart, there's a major headline going on right now in the NFL that has nothing to do with the games that were played yesterday. A little bit of breaking news right now, and we'll call this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And that breaking news is what's happening with the Dallas Cowboys right now. And it is involving a COVID outbreak that was among the coaching staff, now has reached head coach Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy's now placed on COVID protocols. He will not coach. Now, the Cowboys play Thursday.
Ooh.
Remember, they played Thanksgiving.
Short week, yeah. That's 7 days off, full week off.
Well, it's not really
not
a short week because they played Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a regular week.
Yeah, for them, it's like a regular week. But still, they play the Saints, and they will not have their head coach.
Wow.
So they don't have him. They don't have their offensive line coach
Joe
as
Philbin.
Well. Right? Philbin, and then also his assistant, also out. I think a couple other strength coach. So it's really mostly the coaching staff. I think only one player has been affected so far, but it's up to 8 people.
Wow.
And that's it. So it's, I think Terrence Steele, the right tackle, is the only player not playing this week because of COVID. So Adam Schefter, Todd Archer, and others reporting this. So it's, I mean, how big of a story is this for a Dallas Cowboys team that's lost three of the last four games, they can't mess around.
Yeah.
You know, like
well, actually they can. They're the one team that can, because the Philadelphia
the Philadelphia
Eagles had an opportunity to make it interesting to get her done, and they kind of messed her up. You know what I mean? We didn't expect that. Jalen Hurts 4 turnovers yesterday, so they actually can buy time. But what they've disqualified themselves from is being able potentially to have that number one overall seed to get
That's
everybody healthy and everybody ready, as we expect Gregory and Lawrence to come back at some point this year. Now,
and their defense needs it. You can see their defense isn't the same.
Yep,
defense
now,
not the same.
Now at 7-4, but they're hoping for reinforcements. But at 7-4, man, like the Cardinals won by not playing. 9-2. Right, they're 9-2, and finally, we're getting to that time of the year where all of the buys are almost done, and 9-2 is 9-2 because now it's no discrepancies, right? Because now they're 9-2, and Dallas is 7-4, so everybody's played their game. So it's not like somebody else has a bye and this is a fake record. They're two games behind the Arizona Cardinals, and could they catch them? Maybe. But it all starts with this Thursday night game. And you talk about what game is more pivotal. You tell me, Allen Hines, who has to win more? Is it the Dallas Cowboys who are on their heels and taking it on the chin? Or is it the New Orleans Saints that are hoping to hold on to some type of playoff hopes?
Well, I'll tell you what, after watching the Vikings lose, I would say the Saints see opportunity. They have to, right? If you're the Saints, you're hanging on by a thread. Because you've been treading in the wrong direction. Clearly, you have an issue now at quarterback. Trevor Siemian is doing what he can. He's doing his best, obviously. But
they
his
keep
best
paying Taysom Hill.
QB1.
They pay Taysom Hill 2 years in a row.
He keeps getting hurt.
How do you get paid when you hurt? I don't understand it, man.
Well,
I need a
they
job
love him.
Like
they
that.
Want to keep. Well, hey, they want to keep him happy. He's not happy because he wants to be QB1.
Oh, I'm sorry, Allen. Well, I don't know if I can report it yet, but the Mets just did something crazy.
Wait a minute. Did
the
it
Mets.
Really happen?
The Mets.
Did that
Anything's
happen?
Possible!
Wait. Is this official?
Anything's possible!
You are so fired up. Yes.
Finally, I can walk around with my chest.
This is official.
It's official like a whistle. Do
this
we have
is
the
being
can't
reported.
Hold on, let me do it. Can't wait.
This is being reported in several places.
Did they just Phil Jackson somebody? Did the Mets just Phil Jackson somebody? I don't want to come. Hey, just hold your hand out. Tell me when to stop. I don't want to come. I don't want to come.
Can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Come.
There it is. All right. So the details of this, for those who are wondering, what the hell is Bart just screaming about? The New York Mets. Steve Cohen opened up. He opened up the wallet.
The vault. No, no. Don't say no wallet. He went to the vault like Scrooge.
He went to the. Listen to this. John Heyman's reporting this number. Again, this is why I'm seeing it. So I'll give John, who I've known a long time, credit for this. A 3-year deal for Max Scherzer at $130 million.
All right.
Adding him. So they're finalizing.
I'm eating popcorn. Listen, I'm. Excuse me
don't
for
choke,
chewing.
Don't choke on it.
Excuse
popcorn,
me for
man.
Chewing, but I'm eating popcorn because this is a show.
I mean, Max Scherzer, can you get Jacob DeGrom healthy and stay healthy?
Oh, if I'm Jacob DeGrom, I need some more money. Oh, hell no. There's no way I'm going to – hey, hold on. Listen, I appreciate – thank you for bringing him in.
Is Noah Syndergaard going like wait, can I get that 18 mil again?
Yeah, what had happened was I know Stroman's like, what about me? I'll take a break.
Stroman is very much in the mix, though. Right? Like, he's still very much in the mix.
Well, he was saying they don't want me. Well, they don't want you as their number one guy. They want you as the number three guy. Stroman at the number three guy, talk about having the best rotation in the game. I mean, you arguably have the two best pitchers in the game on the same team. Listen, who's going to go first? Who's going second? Oh, those are good problems to have, man. Listen,
is it?
We wondered when
– You are
when,
so fired up right now. It's ridiculous.
Just because what it does for –
Hey, they got a former Tiger on the Mets. You're going to love them even more.
Stop. See, there you
gotcha.
Go. See, you're always trying to rain on my parade. How's those Knicks doing? You just want to rain on my parade.
Now, what do you mean how they doing? Just beat the Hawks. Caw-caw. Just took them out.
Yeah, okay.
Go, New York! Go, New York! Go!
That's right, baby. Hey, just think about this. You're Max Scherzer. And you are getting $43 million a year to pitch for the Mets.
Yo. Like, listen. To quote the great, not the mediocre, To quote the great Ted DiBiase, everybody's got a price. Money, 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 money. I wonder if Virgil's delivering it to him. Doom, 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 doom.
Give me a prediction right now. Give me a prediction.
Mets have missed the playoffs.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm just playing, man. Listen, you talk about winning the back pages, man. You talk about competing. Listen, the Yankees weren't even in competition for Matt Scherzer. They knew they were out, even though they would probably love to have him. You think about Cole and Scherzer on the same squad. But, you know, like Cole, and listen, I think he disappoints and puts off a lot of fans with what he does on Twitter. But you have to now take to account that, hey, listen, this wouldn't happen under the Wilpons. So you got to say, you know what? I am grateful for Steve Cohen. You know, this is the day of the week after Thanksgiving. We're thankful that he's willing to spend. And he said, listen, I can't take all this money to the grave with me. So I'm going to spend some of it so I can live like it's 1999. So, I mean, you talk about right now, the Mets are putting the league on notice because this was a good team. But you talk about with Marte going to the outfield, you know, replacing Conforto, and who never could just be counted on and consistent. He would play well in spurts, but he never really materialized to what they thought he was going to be on a consistent basis. It looks like they're making all the moves now. I don't know if Javi Baez, if that's still a real thing, but you know they need to figure some stuff out there. You know, because you want to have a tremendous infield, but Lindor was the first piece, and it's just the next moves in trying to make a contender and arguably compete for a championship, which is good for New York. So, I mean, I guess if I would ask the fans out there, period, I know, you know, we talked to New York, but we're national as well, but just baseball fans, where does this put the Mets at for you? A team that led the standings for like what 96 days or something, didn't make
half
the postseason.
The season, they were in first place.
It became a joke. You know, now with the Braves winning within their division, how do they stack up?
Well, bullpen, again, starting pitching for the Mets, they've always figured out starting pitching. Bullpen closing, like that's been an issue, and then obviously.
But these are innings and lift. You know, Scherzer's the guy from game seven.
Let's understand something now. Now, Scherzer's 37. He's coming off an injury season, but he's still, obviously, when he does pitch, he's magnificent. He wasn't great in the postseason, but he had a dead arm. He had all kinds of other issues. He had a groin issue during the season. So 37, a three-year deal. So you take him until he's 40. He is a workhorse. You know that. And he's a high-strung competitor. He's been there. He's won three Cys. He's won a World Series. Like he's been there, done that. So what is left in the tank? What can he be for you? And then, of course, it's the DeGrom question too. Because you could argue with these two guys, you have two of the best pitchers in baseball, not in the National League, in baseball with these two guys. But that's if they're still at peak. That's the question that still remains to be answered. But if you're the
Now
Mets,
we need hitting. We need hitting now.
Well, you got to – I just think
– we need contact hitters.
Roster-wise, I think you just need more continuity. You know, there's just some awkward fits there, as you know. But still, does this tell you something about your owner?
Yeah.
He is all in, and there were some questions, you know, whether or not they'd be able to attract some players and everything, anything else like that. But now, also keep in mind, this all has to get done because the players are going to be locked out after tomorrow.
Two days.
So, seriously.
Corey
Seager's got to make a decision. They've got a lot of the free agents are going to almost shotgun wedding.
You better sign it.
That's what I mean. It's shotgun wedding. So if you're willing to spend, this is the time to do it. Because they can't, like, no one's going to shop around. No one's going to use you as leverage. They can't. There's no time. You know, like, so if anything, this works in the Mets' favor.
I wonder if shorter deals are better, right? Do you go to Baez and say, listen, I'll give you 1 year? Do you go to Stroman and say, I'll give you 1 year? Because we don't know what's on the other side. We don't know what's on the other side of this.
Right. It's a lot. This whole thing.
See, man, we thought Dallas was going to hijack the show, and then now, you know, the Mets are hijacked. Let's go. Man, this is great.
All right, Jeff Passan, by the way, confirming the reports as well. Still details to be worked out. Jeff is reporting, of course, our ESPN baseball insider. He said, and the numbers could change. So keep that in mind, too. But they are, as other people have reported, finalizing a deal. Expected to be a 3-year at 130 in that range. Mm. So again, we're talking about north of $40 million a
year. But it's not a long-term wedding. It's not a long-term wedding, though.
No,
you talk about
right.
You talk about one of the most valued franchises, so it's not like, you know, this is a team that's a small market that's making a big play. This is a team that's valued with the richest owner in the league. So you're supposed to be able to make a couple of these type of moves. When it's such a gap in you and the rest of the competition, you make it up by overspending. That's just what you got to do.
You also
and until you become a winner, then you don't have to overspend because people will come.
But if you're Scherzer, what's your motivation aside from the obvious, which is the money?
Yeah,
right? That's the obvious. You're
yeah.
40 million a year for 3 years until I turn 40 years old. Yeah, you're not going to say no to that. But aside from that, are you looking at the Mets and you're saying, well, I can win here? Like, he's got to know. I come to New York, I win.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
He's already a Hall of Famer, right? Is he already a Hall of Famer?
But he will be a god. Yes, he will be a god amongst men. Like, and arguably, Ben, like, I don't know what it's like for Magic Johnson to play on the same team as Larry Bird. I'm sure Jordan don't know what it's like to be on the same team as Isaiah Thomas. What I'm talking about is two people that's considered the best in the business at the same time,
well,
pushing each other.
Didn't the Astros have that? I mean, it was Verlander and Cole. It was
no,
Verlander and
no,
Keuchel.
No.
The Tigers
had that.
Well, the Tigers had all these dudes at one point.
Like,
you're a Tiger. What is it, 2014, that roster?
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Stop.
Like, you had
stop.
Everybody.
You're always picking the scab, man.
You brought it up. I didn't bring it up. That was you. You and your Detroit Tigre, and they just, for some reason.
We can't have good things.
We
can't just keep good things. And Price. Can't keep good things.
You guys became givers. You just gave everybody. Here, you know, we have too much.
That's what we do in Detroit. Just look at the NBA. Middleton. Dinwiddie. What you need? You need something? We got it. You can have ours.
Is that what happened? Y'all felt really, like, guilty about hoarding all these great pitchers.
Exactly.
You know? You had Price. Who else was on that roster?
We had Price, so Verlander. You had Martinez. You had Cabrera. Like, come on, man, stop it.
Yeah,
but I mean, I've never seen like. But arguably, these are the two. And listen, they were in the same division. They were rivals. They were competing for the Cy Young. Mm-hmm. Now they get to get on the same team and share tricks and trades. And could they make each other better by just being and working with each other? This is amazing, right? Because you talk about getting into a series, and if you can sign Stroman, you talk about getting into a series where, you know, you can arguably have these guys pitch twice in the series. It should be barbecue chicken.
I mean, think about this too. You have Billy Epler comes in and gets pitching right away, right, as your GM. He comes in, and he gets pitching right away. I mean, that's a big deal. It's not quite Garrett Cole. It's not like the white whale thing, like from last, you know, from what was it, 2 years ago.
They already got Moby Dick. Moby Dick is DeGrom. Moby Dick's already there. What are you talking about?
It's not quite that. I mean, they also – did you –
Look, they got it right now. Jacob DeGrom, 2021 ERA, one ERA, Scherzer, two ERA.
Well,
the two top ERAs, period.
Like I said,
but they got Taiwan Walker come back, man.
Still
37. We're doing good.
Yeah, Epler added Starling Marte over the weekend as well.
Man, are we talking about 37? Like, we talking about 37, we watching Terrific Time? Like, come on, man. We watching Terrific Time. 37 is the new 20.
Yeah, that has been, but – you know, I don't remember seeing Tom Brady having a lot of issues, having a dead arm and everything else over the past year. Just got to keep an eye on that, man.
That's true.
All I'm saying.
That's true.
But it's huge news, obviously. It's huge news in baseball, huge news in New York. Certainly, if you look at the pitching staffs, the Mets have always seemed to have better starting pitching than the Yankees. The Yankees have been the better bullpen team.
Yeah.
But now if you're the Yankees and you're looking at the Mets, like this could be one of those like first shots –
yeah,
that were fired by Steve Cohen.
Yep,
towards the Yankees.
Even Marte,
like I'm getting this guy, and I already have DeGrom. What do you got? Well, we got Garrett Cole at $300 million. Then after that, yeah, we've been piecemealing.
Do you feel? I wonder if you're a Yankees fan. I would love for Yankee fans to call in, like how do you feel about this move? I know that this is a totally different league, but also if you guys like Mats and Syndergaard, you like yo. Oh, that like because you get somebody like that, it's like signing Michael Jordan. It's like man, I should have stayed. Can I get the 18 milli back? My bad. Mats is like I come. Like, could you imagine that rotation?
Mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? And that's what they could have had, because they could have been using Mats in the bullpen in and out. I still think that the Mets should have signed Wheeler. I think they still regret not signing Wheeler, because Wheeler's a guy to have.
I don't think they knew.
He throws seven different pitches, but his last year that he showed he was special. That he can throw seven different pitches, you know what I mean, and that he was a workhorse as well.
Yeah. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I need people to call in and try to make Bart feel better about the fact that his Tigers have essentially been – you know, like they've been, what would you call it? The breeding ground for good pitching around the league.
We've been good luck, Chuck. We've been good luck, Chuck. You come here and you leave us, and then you have success.
Like, if you're a Mets fan, call and thank Bart Scott for what the Tigers have done in creating pitching for you. Now,
for
I know it took a while. It was sort of like first, you know, he went to Nationals and then the Dodgers, but he finally got your way. He finally got to you. Somebody's got to make sense of this. Can you come up with another? Like, it used to be the Kansas City Royals back in the day used to be, like, basically, you know, the minor league system for the Yankees. Anytime the Yankees needed a new good player, they would just make a trade with the Royals. Like, that was a thing. Is there any other place in sports where it happens like that, where you had that many good pitchers?
Yeah.
And they've all gone on for great things, not with you.
I'm putting the bat signal out, and I know a little later, you know what I mean? Put the bat signal out for Bus a Bus. We'll put the back center off a bus of bus.
Well, yeah, we're trying to get Jeff Passan.
He's listening. He loves the show.
And Jeff Passan's done the reporting on this. We're trying to get him on as well. We certainly got a lot to go to with the NFL as well. A lot of stories happening yesterday, and of course the current story with the Dallas Cowboys. Their situation, the big question to ask, and again, you can join the conversation on it as well, is who should fill in as head coach during the game? Kellen Moore.
Bones Jones, baby.
Or would it obviously be
Bones.
Quinn.
Bones.
All right, we shall see. All right, lots to get to, of course. That was all Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So we'll get to your calls. We'll see if we can get Jeff Passan on to give us a little more detail and insight on the Max Scherzer to the Mets deal being finalized. If you're just joining us, a four-year, $130-plus million, so about $43 million is the average if it goes to the number they think, but around 40 a year for a guy who is 37 years old. All that to get to, but first, I want to remind you the holidays are here, and this time of year always makes me extra thankful, especially for my family. And now is the perfect time to protect that wonderful family. So if you don't yet have life insurance, listen up, because just a couple of minutes out of your day can make a big difference. You don't want just any company for your life insurance. You need a pro. You need SelectQuote. For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. Check this out. SelectQuote found a 40-year-old guy with high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's right, $19 a month. Seriously, that's nothing to be able to protect your family. Plus, quotes at SelectQuote are free and take only minutes. Do me a favor. Before the holidays get crazy, take a couple of minutes and get your quote. Call 800-960-3030. 800-960-3030. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. Full details on sample policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors, and not available in all states.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Stafford hit as he throws left side. Yes. Intercepted. Douglas to the house. High stepping. Touchdown. Green Bay.
It's like you say the same thing all the time when you're talking about Rasul. He's got great instincts, good ball skills. Like, how is this guy in the practice play?
Welcome back, Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, the first ever National Check Your Wipers Day was November 16th. You can enter for a chance to win a Michelin NYC experience for two. To enter in for official rules, visit wipersday.com. No purchase necessary. Visit wipersday.com for more information. If you're just joining us, Jeff Passan is confirming other reports. While their details will still be worked out, and some of the numbers could change here, Max Scherzer and the New York Mets finalizing a deal expected to be in the three-year, $130 million deal range. And that's according to sources. That's about $43 million a season. He's 37 years old, but the three-year deal, Bart, would take him till he's 40 years old. And for the Mets, if Jacob deGrom can stay, you know, if his elbow issues aren't anything that carries into next season, and he could be healthy. Well, you've got two of the best pitchers in baseball on your staff, and maybe you believe you can win now.
Yeah, that's what this is all about. That's why you give somebody $43 million per, but the length of it is only 3 years because you're trying to win immediately. You know, I think that the Mets are a year behind schedule because they thought that they were going to be in the postseason last year. They watched somebody within their own division win the championship, and you like it provides a sense of urgency. Right, we need to go out there. We need to get players. And listen, we've always been built around starting pitching. We need to make sure that we can get the starting pitching, guys that can go innings. You know, guys, you know, you think about DeGrom can go seven. Scherzer is a guy that wants to go seven. If you can get Stroman to come back and be kind of like that third-day starter, I mean, you talk about being able to win, you know, a lot of games if all these guys, you know, stay true to form. Yeah. And then going to get some guys that are contact hitters. Right, you know, whenever you have guys and you're going to be in one score games, you know how the Mets have been. You know, you talk about Jacob deGrom, the pitcher that, you know, loses more games with like a 2 ERA than any pitcher I think in the history of baseball. you talk about what you need is infielder defense, right? Guys that can, you know, get those ground balls. You know, that you have it with Lindor. You're hoping that if you can get Baez, then that gives you just a strong infield. Marte in the outfield, and you know, who knows if Nimmo and all these guys come back. But you get contact hitters, infield defense, and guys that can put the bat on the ball. I mean, the sky's the limit. That's how you win in this league right now.
Now, I mean, I love this stuff. So Scherzer turns 38 in July. Okay, and so it's old to sign him to something that's going to be $100 million or more. Is a rarity. So he's the oldest, or would be once this is done, the oldest player in baseball history to sign a $100 million contract. Hmm. The previous oldest player to sign a $100 million contract,
A-Rod,
was the guy who signed the very first $100 million deal. Hmm. Kevin Brown, remember him, pitcher? The Dodgers signed him in 98. He was 33 at the time. Now this, again, it's a three-year deal, though. You're stuck in a long-term deal with him, and we'll see again what the deal is in the very end. But we want reaction to this. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call line. Let's go to Kenny in New Jersey. Kenny, what do we think?
What's up, fellas? Hey, first of all, Bart, thank you. We appreciate it, you know, the deal. But look, this is the kind of deal that I was expecting from, you know, this owner. You know, Rich Hill, that wasn't going to cut it. You know, so I'm very happy that this guy did pull the trigger on this deal. Now, if we can get us some bats, then, you know, then we cooking. So, yeah, as a Mets
also,
fan,
who's the manager?
Happy.
Who's the manager? Who do you have to
Great
get
question.
Now you have this? Who's the
don't
manager
you, don't
that's
going
to lead and make all the moves with this? You want some type of analytic guy? You want Buck? Quit playing, man. What are we playing with?
Well, that's the question. With two vets
you know
like this?
Buck.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and Kenny, I think you're 100% on point. Thanks for the call. That's now the next thing to see. If you've got two guys like this at the very top, they know what they're doing. You know, the numbers are going to say what they say, and you're going to need the numbers, obviously, for bullpen matchups, everything else. But if you're really trying to win, get Buck Showalter in here and let him. You're never going to be outmanaged. Never.
Right. You don't need He'll follow the numbers to figure out. We don't need
he understands that that's part of the game, but he also understands that there are times. Look what Dusty Baker did in Houston. Look what Tony La Russa did. For all the negative stuff that was going on there with him, the other positives is he had them winning. He had them playing well. Like there is a mix you can have here, and you just can't send out a Luis Rojas to go to Max Scherzer and say, hey, we're going to take you out right now. And have Max look at him going, what are you, crazy? I'm not going anywhere.
Hey, go sit down. Hold my beer.
Yeah, right. Tell your story walking back to the dugout, Sonny. I got more pitching to do here. Ian O'Connor, the great writer, had this terrific take on Twitter on this. Ready? I want to get your take on this, Bart, because it actually will help us transition into football. He said, I know pitchers aren't quarterbacks, but the Max Scherzer signing changes the Loserville vibe of the Mets almost as much as the Tom Brady signing changed the feeling around the losingest team in North American sports, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh.
Do you see a parallel there? Not in the idea of winning. I'm talking about where you now look at a franchise that has
perception.
What they've gone through. What do you think?
Because if you're a guy, we know that everybody's going to be locked out a little bit, right? We know that they're going to be locked out in a couple of days and guys are going to be coming back. Everybody's not going to get signed at the right time.
Right.
And if you're sitting there and you're saying, listen, man, this is an uncertain environment. Looks like the Mets are doing something. Because you can only get more money from the team that really needs you, right? You're giving discounts to places where, they can go find somebody that can fill your role. So you're looking at the Mets now, like, hey, the Mets are spending. They're open for business. And guess what? It's not only a good baseball move, it's a good post-career move and current career move, because we start winning in New York and we're like the under. This ain't like Brooklyn winning in New York where they only care about the Knicks. The Mets have a fan base that is loyal and they love the Mets. This ain't one of those things where, okay, well, the Knicks are playing and people are watching repeat Knicks games opposed to watching live Nets games. This is a city that will come to life and rally behind the Mets and love being the underdog, but also say, listen, we're equal to you guys now because we got just as much money as y'all got.
I really am curious to see what this does. And also, again, do the Yankees even react to this? Do they have a sense over there? Remember, there's only today and tomorrow, and then that's it. The players will be locked out. There won't be any free agency, anything else going on. The hot stove will be turned off. It'll be ice cold for a while until they have an agreement and they can start next season. And then it'll be, of course, again, whoever isn't signed, it'll be a mad dash to get that done as well. So we'll keep an eye on this. Do the Mets become, in your eyes, adding Max Scherzer, do they become a championship contender? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We do have a lot more to get to, of course. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Coming up, we've got, like I said, so many storylines of the NFL we've got to get to. What should we be overreacting to on Monday? And then, of course, we have one more game tonight. So much to get to. We'll do that next. But first, I want to tell you that 5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Not anymore. Because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contracts. No compromise, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart
and Hahn.
Back, Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. All right, so Bart, let's stay on the theme of that the Detroit franchises make other teams good. Yeah, as the news today of Max Scherzer, originally with the Tigers, and as you know, he has gone other places and had great success, now expected to sign a big deal with the New York Mets heading to New York. Another Detroit team this offseason made another team good when your Lions sent Matthew Stafford, to the L.A. Rams. And what a great start it was to the season for Stafford and the Rams. They were fantastic. But they just lost yesterday, and now they are winless. They have a winless month of November. They've lost three games. They did have a bye week in there. But what is going on with the Rams, and what's also going on with Stafford, who has thrown a pick six in three straight games?
Yeah.
Talk to me. Your guy. That's your MVP pick.
Yeah,
you picked the Rams to be in the Super Bowl. So I know you have a close relationship here. You need to tell me what's happening right now that looks so much different than what we saw in the first several weeks of the season.
Well, right now he's trying to force, right? No Robert Woods, right? And you look yesterday, you know, it's always tough when you go to Green Bay because you go there and you understand that the weather is going to be cold, but you don't understand the surface with the high grass. As you watch, a lot of guys were slipping and he threw a lot of balls that should have been intercepted because, you know, the receiver fell down.
Wait. Didn't he play in Detroit?
Yeah, but they played on turf inside of a dome. Stafford didn't have slipping issues. Okay. The receivers from Los Angeles had those type of things, right? So, like, if you look, everybody come out of their breaks were slipping. And, you know, one of the passes hit Jefferson in the face mask as he was trying to come back to the football because he kept losing his footing. And it's one of those things. We always used to say, like, the coach always say, get you some cleats that work, right? And when you go there, you think, oh, these studs are fine, it's fine. You know, they have natural grass, but also they have coils underneath that's heated. So if you look, the turf was coming up.
Okay, so that's one game.
What's going on with this team? They're being bully balled, right?
All right.
Like, teams have realized they don't have the physicality at the linebacker position to be able to support all those fancy pass rushers that they have: Aaron Donald, Floyd, Von Miller. Right? They got Ramsey on the outside.
Wait. I got to keep cutting you off because I'm looking more at what's happening. What do I see going on with this team? And what I see going on with this team is their offense is not what it used to be. So, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll give you September because it's a three-game month September as well. They were 3-0. Stafford was 70% completion percentage. His rating was 129.8. He had 9 touchdowns and 1 interception. In November, 0-3, completion percentage of 61. It's a season low for a month. 5 touchdowns and 5 picks. Sacked 9 times compared to 3 times in September. And his rating is a 77.5. Talk to me.
I'm telling you, man. You got Odell Beckham, who's a new receiver, right? They're trying to figure things out. They lost their tight end. They're trying to figure it out. We've seen all these teams kind of struggle. We see Dallas going through it right now. We saw the Cincinnati Bengals go through it, right? You have to recalibrate with what you have and figure out how you're going to win going forward. And right now, this defense hasn't lived up to expectations because they can't stop teams when they decide to be physical and run the football on them.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, they've got to figure it out because this was supposed to be a championship or bust.
We'll see
where it goes from here. All right, we know where we're going. We'll be back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
Rick Springfield, by the way, is telling people about this. You should never tell people
but
this.
How can you write a song like that? Like, we all got friends like that, you know what I'm saying? The one dude that you never leave the room with your girl in the room. Like, my wife got friends like that, too. Like, hey, babe, I'm about to go. Come on, leave the room. No, you ain't standing here with Keisha. I like Keisha, but I don't trust her around my
man.
You know, there's different degrees of friendships.
Bart and Hahn.
Damn.
So wrong, though, but it's so right. It's so wrong, but it's so right, Bart. Just saying.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here's your preview. The Seahawks play the Washington football team. I mean, it's a game.
Yeah, man.
It's a game. Small business protection just got easier. With more than 30 coverage options available, Progressive got you covered. More at progressivecommercial.com. Bart, are the Patriots for real?
I don't know. Like, are they contenders? Yes. Are they Super Bowl contenders?
Six straight wins. They blow. I told you about the Titans, by the way.
Bro, hold up, bro. The Titans put out the same team that the Jets beat. So let's not, like, that's what I'm saying. And I'm not trying to sound like a Patriots hater. This is the same thing I'm saying about Kansas City, man. It's not about who you play. It's about when you play them. And they're playing teams all at the right time. And eventually, like, you know, this Monday night, we'll see what type of team they are. Like, if they can bludgeon and beat, you know, the Buffalo Bills, then they beat one of the best teams.
Huge game, right?
Right. I mean, they beat one of the best teams.
They won six straight games, a point differential of plus 104.
But I mean, come on, man. But you have to go through who they played. These are the same things we were saying about the Rams and who they beat early in the season. Yeah, right. Right now, they're very fortunate that they were able to play the Cleveland Browns when they didn't have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
That's another story. What's going on in Cleveland?
No. What I'm saying is I'm talking about their schedule, right? It seemed like every time – so if you want to go through the six-game winning streak, it started with the Jets. We knew that was going to be barbecue chicken, right? The surprising one was the fact that they beat the Chargers, who now – that just lost to the Broncos. Like, okay, well, this team has flaws. Mm-hmm. Then they beat the Carolina Panthers with Sam Darnold, who threw like three picks, right? So is that a good win? No. So then they play the Cleveland Browns. And they beat them 45-0 with Baker Mayfield throwing for 73 yards with no running game. We know how important and how vital that is. You just watched the Ravens hold them down yesterday. Then they played the Atlanta Falcons, right? We know that the Falcons are a team. They play the Falcons without Cordarrelle Patterson, right? Or none of their receivers as well. No Ridley, as well. No Patterson. Then yesterday they played the Tennessee Titans with no Julio Jones, no Derrick Henry. And no A.J. Brown. That's the same team. That's the exact same team, plus with Derrick Henry, that the Jets beat. So if the Jets beat them with Derrick Henry and out A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, we should expect that the Patriots should be able to beat the Tennessee Titans without A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, and Derrick Henry, right? So when you keep asking me this, I don't know. I really don't know. But we're going to find out when they play the Buffalo Bills. We're going to find out when they play the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to find out when they play the Buffalo Bills again.
Yeah, and then obviously that's these two games now against Buffalo. And if you're Buffalo, you got to feel the same way. Like I just think it's setting up. And that's what makes this, I think, the drama of it so much fun. Because it's Bill Belichick, and it looks like Coach Bill is back.
Yeah.
And they are doing something that they haven't done in a very long time. With a winning streak like this, dominating the way they've been dominating. A rookie quarterback who little by little, Bart, is showing you more and more and more. Giving you a 300-yard passing game. And you could say all you want, it's not against this, it's against bad teams. He's still doing it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And it sets up. It sets up. These two games against Buffalo are so important. But whether they win or lose them, they're going to make the playoffs. And in the end, that's a great comeback story for Bill Belichick. Tell you what, did we
spend $300 million
set the table for a dream Super Bowl matchup? We'll discuss that next. Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hunt Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hunt weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hunt, the podcast.